This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Quick take for you, Mad Dog. With Houston, Purdue, and UConn as virtual locks as one seed for the men's NCAA tournament, who do you think has the best case for the fourth one seed?
I don't care if they lose in the first round. If they don't give Tennessee that fourth one seed, there needs to be an investigation.
Investigation?
Come on, with Alabama and Florida and South Carolina and Auburn and Kentucky, they won that regular season. Dalton Connect, I told you about him. You're going to love him. He's the SEC Player of the Year. They got to be the one seed. I'm going to do something that I shouldn't do right now, but I'm going to do it here. And he never wins in the tournament. I'm going to pick Tennessee to win it all. They play good defense.
Tennessee, you're picking the Tennessee Volunteers to win the national championship?
Yes, I am.
Now your son's not on the UConn coaching staff,
okay.
And now you're off the bandwagon.
I'm off the Connecticut bandwagon. Tennessee, I make a little win. How about you and I have a little wager?
Tennessee?
In fairness, and in all honesty, I watch a handful of games during the tournament. Until the tournament. I've watched UConn. I've watched Kansas a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I watched North Carolina
this past
weekend. I think UConn got a chance to win the national championship.
Definitely.
But I like North Carolina. But there's something iffy about them. Looking at Kentucky, they up and down.
ACC,
Tennessee
though.
Is good, though. Yeah.
Tennessee is good.
Yeah,
they
agree.
Are good. Barnes hasn't won a lot.
What are you trying to say, RC?
I'm going to pick
nobody.
You filling out a bracket?
I am neutral here.
Oh,
I'm just saying, though, what he's saying about Tennessee. And, too, the SEC is a little underrated this year in basketball as well.
Can I say this real quickly?
Oh,
this is very important.
SEC guy.
Let me say this, Molly, because I think this is very important.
Sure,
a couple
Steve.
Of things. Number one, seriously, the women's game has been fantastic. And I got to tell you something right now. More box office than anything in college basketball right now is the specter. Well, Caitlin Clark is one element. The specter of a rematch between South Carolina and LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing the brackets, the women's bracket, you want to make sure they're different.
Final four.
Exactly.
Right.
You want to make sure.
Championship game.
You want to make sure you have a shot to have Caitlin Clark. You at South Carolina and LSU in the Final Four. Don't make them run into each other before the Final Four.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Excellent.
You'll mess it up.
Yep. Don't just remember, you and I will be filling out brackets again. We'll have a nice friendly wager. Probably get.
But you're going to pick UConn whether you think they're going to win or not.
You don't know what I'm going to do, RC.
Yes, we all know.
So stay tuned.
We all know.
You actually don't know. Maybe you should stick around and watch First Take and find out. I got to talk about Saquon Barkley. I'm very sad we lost my guy in the New York Football Giants, my other team. He's back to the state where he became a college star at Penn State, joining the Philadelphia Eagles, who always had their eye on Saquon, but obviously joining a division rival. Meanwhile, the Ravens, they picked up Derrick Henry, he's good, from the Titans to bolster their already prolific running attack. Henry joins the Ravens offense. It's got a lot of young talent. Lamar won MVP last year. Zay Flowers coming off an excellent rookie year. Rashad Bateman in line for way more targets as the projected number two receiver. Mark Andrews, he should be healthy. Isaiah likely was fantastic when Andrews was out last year. So things are looking up and up after that tough playoff loss we saw for those Ravens. Okay, better signing, Henry or Saquon?
I think it's the Saquon signing. And I think because he changes that team more than Derrick Henry is going to change the Baltimore Ravens. Think about what Christian McCaffrey was able to do when he became a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, there's a big difference there. Kellen Moore will be calling plays for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he is not Kyle Shanahan. But Saquon Barkley, with what he can do with catching the football out of the backfield, the explosivity he adds to your run game, being able to take the football to the house, and what we've seen from guys like DeAndre Swift last year and Miles Sanders with this offensive line, obviously minus Jason Kelce, I think what he adds to this offense with Devontae, with AJ, with Dallas Goedert, this is going to be one of the most difficult offenses to stop in the entire league because it's one of the best by skill positions that we have. And now defensively, you go add Bryce Huff to a rush that wasn't the type of rush we saw the year before when he went to the Super Bowl. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson defensively. Again, Howie Roseman is working to make this team better. And we applauded him last year for what he was able to do in the draft, what he was able to do in the free agency. And we didn't see that produce success on the field. I believe these sorts of moves with this experience and these guys who have been so successful in the league already are the type of moves he's going to need to make in order to make sure Nick Sirianni can keep his job and Howie Roseman as well.
I will go. Go ahead, Steve. You first.
I disagree with you. I get what you point. I know their offense is going to be prolific. The idea of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert with Saquon, Lord have mercy, and a decent offensive line, it's going to put a lot. I will tell you this. I'll confess this, Doggy and RC. The first thing I thought about when the Eagles acquired Saquon Barkley is Jalen Hurts got to show up. Mm. He got to show up. It's on him now. Because you have people who looked at him when he had an MVP caliber year. They weren't believers. They said this film on him even more so now. We got questions about him. Members of the Dallas Cowboys and others have said that. So he has to prove otherwise, because even though he it was decent, he didn't play up to snuff last year. We know he's better than that. The reason why I feel, however, Baltimore is bigger, is Henry's bigger, because I'm looking at the Eagles' defense and they got a lot of holes.
Yeah.
They got a lot of holes. Baltimore, one could easily argue, they just filled this. I know they had Gus Edwards, and I get that. And I know they could use another receiver other than Zay Flowers. I understand that. But, my Lord, the pressure that Derrick Henry takes off of you and puts on his shoulders because of his ability to do what he does, offsets that to some degree, and their defense is already elite. That's the only reason I'm taking the position that I'm taking. Everything that you say about what Saquon is going to mean to their offense, I'm with you. But he has nothing to do with what they got to do defensively.
So you're more of the mind that the Derrick Henry signing just makes them a much better team and better option for a Super Bowl champion than the Saquon signing because
of... That's right.
I get that.
Because the defense of the Philadelphia Eagles is too suspect, particularly in that secondary. They got holes to fill.
Yeah. I agree with Stevie on that. I think Ravens with Henry, I like that signing 2 years. Remember, I didn't have a problem with Swift. He's a good back.
Yeah.
And they let him go to bring Barkley. He's a good player. He's underrated.
Yeah,
catches the ball out of the backfield. He's quick. I had him on at the Super Bowl radio-wise. I was really impressed with him. Where'd he go? The Bears?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he signed with the Bears?
Yeah, Bears, 3 years, $24 million.
He's a very good player. And remember, 2 years ago, they were an excellent offensively. Got to the Super Bowl with a bunch of backs that you weren't really that familiar with.
Miles Sanders, Gainwell, those guys.
Those guys. Gainwell had very good. And, of course, now last year, Swift played well. They didn't lose because they didn't have a great running back. So, and I'm surprised you're on my team a little bit here today. You're not even giving me a hard time here. I thought you'd be all over me. So from that standpoint, I'm with him for a change. And I think Barkley is almost all right. They had good running backs in the last couple of years and got the Super Bowl anyway. Henry might be a missing piece for the Ravens. So I'll go Baltimore.
But this is the thing, though. The Baltimore Ravens were the number one running offense in the NFL.
How much better could they be?
How much more can they run the football?
Like, was that the need
they needed to fill in order to win a championship? Baltimore had a lot of what they needed last year. It's why they were the number one overall seed in the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
They just didn't execute in the most important moment. And I don't think that Derrick Henry fixes that. I agree with you with DeAndre Swift. I thought DeAndre Swift played extremely well last year, especially when Brian Johnson, the former offensive coordinator, put the football in his hand. And now for me, can Kellen Moore use all of these pieces to get Jalen Hurts back to where you wanted to see him? Because what we learned is Shane Steichen, now the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, is just a superstar.
Yeah.
Right? We watched him with Justin Herbert. You saw him with Jalen Hurts.
So
he almost
Anthony
got Gardner Minshew into the playoffs last year.
That's right.
So can Kellen Moore do some of those things for Jalen Hurts, but I think Saquon Barkley helps, though.
It's interesting that you bring
this up. I'm going to ask you this.
Sure.
You say having a guy like Derrick Henry is going to make Todd Monken get him the ball.
Right.
Don't you think having a guy like Saquon Barkley is going to make Kellen Moore get him the ball in Philly?
I totally agree with you, and I think he's going to take pressure off because, when they want to blitz Jalen Hurts, they got to think twice now.
Yeah.
You got somebody to dip and dunk it to, and I get all of that as well. And plus, you've got those brothers on the outside that could do some things and got it in between the seams. But here's the deal. I'm thinking now, Sirianni's this brother.
What's his job on the line?
His job's on the line.
Yeah.
His job's on the line. Because now with the weapons that they went out and got you, now, of course, Hiram's got to fix that defense a little bit now. You got to tweak it a little. But
you shouldn't have to go out and get some all-world dude. You just gotta plug some holes and make sure you're not as porous as you were last season. You do that, Philadelphia Eagles, there's no reason to believe why they can't be back in the Super Bowl. Think about it. What are they missing? You got to do that. So, Sirianni, it's going to be real interesting to see what kind of watch he's
100%. Wearing. 100%. He has to win next year. I just think the Eagles really didn't need a great running back. I mean, their issues were defense and Hurts' health. And I don't know where Barkley is going to make them.
Too,
Very important.
So with both teams, you thought they went in a different direction.
I like what the Ravens did.
By the way, also defense, too. Vic Fangio is now the defense coordinator.
That's true. Little nugget. Over the last 6 years, Derrick Henry has played in 14 more games than Saquon Barkley, 88 to 77. So durability is an issue with Saquon as well.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Can we calm down? That's all I'm saying. I know he can play. I know it's an upgrade. I know if you Pitts, I know if you Bijan Robinson and the crew, I know if you London and those boys, you should be happy. I got it. I understand. He's not a scrub. But this guy got one. He got less player victories than Dak Prescott. Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. Can we calm down? That's all I ask.
Yeah.
All right, so that was SA yesterday reacting to Kirk Cousins signing with Atlanta. Let's rewind to 2 years ago when SA and Dog got a little hot talking about Cousins. Listen up.
Go ahead.
Life on the line.
Go ahead.
You think he's better than Cousins?
Hell yes.
All right.
Hell yes. Hold on. I might disqualify you from the show right now.
No.
You just bring up Kirk Cousins?
Cousins won a playoff game on the road?
Oh, my God.
The answer
Kirk
is yes.
Cousins?
Has he won a playoff game on the road?
Absolutely not.
Did Dak Prescott win a playoff game on the road?
No.
No.
Come
Cousins
on, man.
Beat Breeze in New
Come
Orleans.
Come on, man. It's football and team sport.
You I'm not a lover of Cousins either, but you're making Prescott out to be a little better than him.
Love a little flashback. Kimberly A. Martin in the building. Good to see you,
baby.
Hey.
How you doing? I'm good. Oh, you like my purple? You like the doggy night match today? You're a little jealous. I can see it.
I'm not jealous. It's just, it's nice.
It's nice.
You and little Miss Red Riding Hood.
You guys do. All right, let's dive into it. Kimberly, great to have you with us. Okay, 2 years ago, Kirk Cousins still won playoff win. So would you rather have Dak or Kirk at this moment?
I'd rather have Cousins. I mean, I really would. I understand that Prescott, a little younger, Cousins coming off a bad injury, and Cousins has not necessarily distinguished himself in postseason play. Let's not make him out to be Pat Mahomes. I mean, he didn't do a good job late in the game against the Giants. He got buried in San Francisco. I remember a game late in the year for Washington when he was very conservative and the Giants beat him and the Giants were already in the playoffs and Washington got knocked out. So he's got some checkered scenario in big games too. But, I mean, how do you take Prescott? I mean, he was terrible against Green Bay. He wasn't good against San Francisco. 3 years ago at home, 2 years ago in San Francisco, they lost 19-12. He was outplayed by Purdy. I mean, his track record in postseason play is spotty. And for the most part, he's had better people to operate than Cousins has had in his career in Washington and Minnesota. I think Cousins was really coming into his own the last 2 years, 13-4 2 years ago. He was playing really well last year before he hurt himself. If you ask me right now, and I'm not saying it's not debatable, my life on the line, Stephen A.'s life on the line, Kimberly's life on the line. I got to win a game for my life. Would I take Cousins or Prescott? I'm going to take Cousins.
That's a lot. That's not ideal with my life on the line. I don't want either
one. You might lose your life.
That might be the end of me. All right. Doggy, I'm a little disappointed because I haven't seen you in a minute. And for you to come out here and say, I'm not saying it's not debatable, but life on the line, I'm taking Kirk Cousins. I know he hasn't been great, but I'm taking Cousins. There's literally no evidence that supports Kirk Cousins is better than Dak. What's their playoff records?
About the same.
No.
Nope.
Cousins got, Dak's got more wins.
Yes, he does. So that. We know that you, Mister, with the papers and the books, you care about stats. You care about wins. You care about wins when they matter.
But forgets them when it knocks them.
So conveniently, all of a sudden.
I don't do that.
All of a sudden.
All the time.
Mad Dog shows up with his hand. And no recollection of Kirk Cousins' playoff record. Also, you talk about Dak has had more. Who has the better receiver?
Well, Jefferson. But he hasn't had Jefferson his whole career, but yes.
No, but I'm just saying.
He had Diggs before that. Uh-huh.
Did he have Diggs that
yes.
week?
Yes,
sir. Yes, yes.
And Adam Thielen.
Before he went to Buffalo.
Yes.
Take it easy. You hate Prescott. Now all of a sudden you gotta go play.
But
you're a phony. You are a phony.
This is evidence of how wrong you are, my friend. Because of Stephen A. Smith, who I'm so sick of those Cowboys fans. Oh, they guys are disgusting. Would sit up here and say Dak Prescott, which I know he's gonna say because me and my guy understand. Mm. Understand the right answer here.
Okay.
That shows you that Kirk Cousins is not the right answer, my dear.
Dak Prescott 73-41 in the regular season. Dak Prescott 2-4 in the playoffs. Kirk Cousins 1-3.
Oh, hold on now. You guys are making a big deal about the postseason.
One is 1 and 3 and 2 and 4.
Get her.
You want to talk about postseason failures? I was there when the Giants, your beloved Giants,
bad loss.
Beat Minnesota.
That was a bad loss.
Kirk Cousins.
I need you to turn your attention to her. I thought that she came at you very disrespectfully.
I think you need to address that.
I'm just saying. If it were me and the fellas, she'd be saying, how come I can't point out that the women are arguing with each other? How come we can't do that?
What'd you tell Tad Prescott? Go sit down somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Sit your ass down. Yeah. Sit your ass down. That's the burial. But
that's how I feel,
fun.
But I'm much
hilarious.
Classier than you.
You know what I'm saying? I was just quoting a movie. I would never say that myself.
Oh, yeah.
Myself.
Go ahead. Just said it. You have any
other evidence about Kirk? I just want to hear it.
Yeah, you know, the recent bias because Dak was so bad against Green Bay.
Sir?
And Cousins got hurt. So maybe Cousins about
when was
making
the
a step.
When was Kirk Cousins' last MVP type of season?
You know, he played great 2 years ago. What was his tier? You got your little book there or your little computer.
What do you want?
What were his statistics, Cousins, in 2022?
2022? Give me a second. Go ahead.
What do you have, about 35 touchdowns, 7 interceptions? I'm guessing. Top of my head.
But you guess?
Yeah,
I didn't know you did such thing.
I don't have it in front of me.
I didn't know you did such thing, Mr. Almanac.
Go ahead.
I had no idea.
I said 35-7. Okay.
So what are you asking me? How many yards?
22 touchdown passes for Cousins with the Vikings and interceptions.
He had 29 touchdowns, 14 interceptions.
In 2022?
2022.
29 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Year before that, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Oh, that's what I got.
That's the one you got. That was that 2021.
All right, so they had 33-7. That's a hell of a year.
You know what they were that year,
3 years ago.
And 2 years ago, they were 13-4.
Do you remember what they said about Kirk Cousins coming out of Washington before he landed in Minnesota and then even after he landed in Minnesota? You know what they said about him?
What'd they say,
Steve? He's always going to make sure he gets his numbers.
Mm.
But what about the wins?
Ooh, gosh.
That's what they said about him. His career record, 76-67-2 as a quarterback. 76-67-2. They talk about he's always going to get his numbers.
I don't even understand who you are right now.
I'm just saying, what's the problem?
Like, now you're into Dak?
No, I'm not into Dak.
The question is
about Dak
between
Kirk
these two quarterbacks.
I'm staying on focus, on point. That's the subject. The subject in the NFL, the subject overall is Dak versus Kirk Cousins. That's the subject. That's what I'm
in. Here's the problem.
I mean, I teed up the topic. I'm aware of the subject. You did a 180.
But the fact that you would phrase it in the construct of your life on the line and these are the two quarterbacks,
that was dramatic.
I don't
here's
like
the
my
problem with Stephen A. on. on Cousins. Okay. Here's his problem.
Okay. What's
his problem? He's going to deny it and the cows come home.
What's his problem?
He thinks he's not worth the money. And he is perplexed how year after year after year the guy's making $35, $40 million and hasn't earned it in his eyes on a football field.
He has a great
so as a result of that.
I don't feel that way.
Yes, you do. You're always killing him how much he gets paid.
No, no. I think that the market, that quarterbacks are getting paid. Listen, man, Daniel Jones getting paid $40 million. How the hell am I talk about Kirk Cousins getting 45?
Word.
Come on now. Of course, I'm not being ridiculous here. I understand the market that we're living in, all right? Certain the market that commands certain things, you get it. That's a capitalistic society that we're living in. The flip side to it, however, is this. The way you talk about him, the way others talk about him, you would think he'd have more than one playoff victory in his career. See, we always crucify Dak, but we don't hear much about Kirk Cousins. We talk about him with rose-petaled stuff like, oh, my God, Kirk Cousins is really, really good. And I'm saying to you, he ain't done anything in the playoffs. He hasn't. Period. Now, are you going to deny that?
He did win a game in New Orleans and he beat Brees.
A game in New Orleans.
He beat Brees.
Okay.
What was your favorite?
Aren't you looking forward to March Madness? One shining moment?
What was your favorite Dak playoff win?
What was my favorite?
None.
So I'm just saying if we're comparing.
None.
Beat the Seahawks at home?
Hey, listen, Seahawks at home wasn't bad, and beating Brady is not a bad thing on your resume.
They were 8-9.
Doesn't matter.
The Bucks that
beating
year.
Tom Brady is never a bad thing on your resume. Beating Tom Brady is never a bad thing on your resume.
Again, one more time, loudly. Life on the line.
Stop saying that. I don't know.
Cousins or Prescott in a big game?
I'm telling you, I could pick Dak Prescott and not blink.
You would take him over Cousins in a big game?
I'm not even entertaining this.
Who would you take?
I don't entertain these kind of thought experiments.
You know why?
I'm going to live a long, amazing life.
You know why I can take Dak?
I'm playing your game.
At least he's experienced the big game.
So now we're going to go that way. He's played six games.
When has the spotlight?
Oh,
when has a microscopic
spotlight? He's the quarterback of the Cowboys.
Microscopic spotlight been placed on Kirk Cousins?
You know when? When he plays in primetime games. Because that's the big stat. Everybody says, when Kirk Cousins, the regular season stats look great, but when he's in primetime, what are the numbers? They are not great, doggy. I'm just letting.
Listen, he's 1-3 in the postseason.
By the way, Dak Prescott's 2-5.
The 1-3 in the postseason.
Not 2-4, 2-5 in the playoffs.
2-5 is even worse.
Dak Prescott's 2-5.
It's even worse.
Guys, I'm done with this topic. No, let's move on.
They're way too
still
hard
to come. This is
you're done with a lot of things.
This is too much for me right now.
You sure it's not lunchtime?
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, our favorite dog, fresh off vacay,
By the way, I took two overs with the college basketball in the last 2 days with the fat guy in Rockford.
Oh, Lord.
And I won them both for
kind
of
that.
Okay. Oklahoma State and UCF. I need a life if I'm doing something like that. Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Number one, I am mad at Kyle Filipowski. He's the guy that Duke forwarded who got all upset because Wake crashed the court, you know, in his sign of exuberance. So what? And what disaster. I could be out the whole year. He played the next day. How about him the other day against North Carolina?
Yep.
What a trip. The kid running down the court. Here's a guy that went nuts about what he got hurt with the Wake game. And look at that, Stephen A. He stuck his leg out of the crowd out loud.
He swept the leg, Johnny.
That's number one. That's being a phony. True. You know, you're screaming and yelling about what happened to you at Wake, and then you're doing that to North Carolina. Yeah. Nah, North Carolina doesn't get away with this either. Because Stevie watched it. I watched it in the Caribbean hideout on Saturday night. Because you know that North Carolina's got a sharpshooter named Cormac Ryan. Where's James Worthy? He's 25 years of age. The man's 25! He's 26 in October. He played a year at Stanford, 4 years at Notre Dame, and now North Carolina picks him off the street. He's played for three schools. Now he's 25. He's played against 17-year-old kids. For crying out loud, my kids are coached and he can't beat that. Should be in the NBA. Scored 31 that night. And for Kentucky.
He brought that Tim Legler age. He's supposed to be able to shoot you, man. He owned it. Tim Legler.
Legler, 17. Oh, my God. I love you. Stop with being so old. Play college basketball. Go play in Europe.
Number two. Number one.
I can't knock. I mean, he is 25 in college.
You got high rollers playing in the NBA against him.
He had time to hold his skills.
He had time to hold his skills.
But you're right.
He's eligible.
Listen, you got
three colleges?
Well, he's eligible.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to figure out how he's eligible. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How the hell is he eligible?
All the COVID and all that nonsense.
Number
two. This is really, and he's a great agent, and we'll have laughs here. He'll get mad at me. I'll get all sorts of texts.
What's happening?
Here is Scott Boras. Represents Snell and Montgomery, who have not signed yet.
Yes, he does.
He also represents Garrett Cole. Got him $324 million. So you know what Scott, and he hasn't gotten him signed, you need to get the Yankees involved. So you know what Scott wants right now? He wants Cole having a Tommy John, so he's out for the year. So then he gets Hal Steinbrenner nervous, and he makes $300 million for his other free agent.
That's slick, though.
That's about it.
That's the job, Mad Dog.
He wants the Cole he represents to be out for the year. So Hal gets nervous and says, you know what? I don't like Snell, but I need him. Let's give Boras $270
with Mad Dog.
Show me the money.
I mean,
Jerry Maguire.
He's an agent.
Sing it with me.
Come on. He's an agent.
But he represents Cole, who might be hurt.
I understand
that. And he wants him out.
Cole,
that's not right.
Cole is still getting paid. And his other client, Snell, would get paid. He will run his job.
Everybody's telling Cole, take one for the team. He'll be out for the year.
Take a rest.
You need to rest.
Oh, come on. You don't have a pitcher.
Cole shouldn't do it, but I can't knock the agent for coming up with that strategy.
He's doing his job.
Great strategy.
He's doing his job.
I can't do that.
Be helpful.
Be helpful, please.
Say something. You're flying all day.
We both know that's not true. Let's go.
Make a great point.
Oh, it's a conflict.
You make a great point.
It's not a monopoly. It's a monopoly.
That's what you
want to do.
He's an agent.
All right.
He's an agent.
Dog, have you ever heard the term double agent?
Yes, I have.
There you go, my friend. Ooh. You know what it is.
He's going to get double paid.
All right, now, number three. I had Nadal, who bailed out on the tournament there in Indian Wells that bought me. I was going to go there. I could do something with the Oscars.
The Oscars.
We all want to watch the movies, but I'm not going to do that. They said, Chris, please. I said, I won't.
I heard Oppenheimer won everything.
And it deserved it.
I haven't. It's too long for me. I can't sit through it.
Did you see
it? 3 hours.
I've been asking you about it. I can't sit through it.
Cillian Murphy does a great job.
Robert Downey Jr.
Deserved it.
One of the greatest.
Stole the show. Yes, sir. You know it. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yes, he is.
So I thought of all these.
The Oscars, Nadal.
Camden, Madison. Did you hear about the basketball game last week where the officials blew it because of the basketball game?
Yeah.
I thought of that too, but I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Because I came to work today and I didn't realize that our next VP might be Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. Now, to be fair, He hasn't answered any. He hasn't said anything. He hasn't said, I'm accepting. But Robert Kennedy, who's got no chance of winning, Robert Kennedy now has decided that Jesse Ventura or Aaron would be a perfect running mate. Now, why wouldn't Aaron Rodgers, who got a fortune to not play for the Jets this year, okay? How about Aaron Rodgers, as soon as that is whispered, say, you know what, are you crazy? I'm a quarterback of the Jets. I don't want to be the vice presidential candidate, but Rodgers, who loved being in the news, Jeopardy, McAfee, oh, he can't, he loved being talked about. This is Aaron Rodgers, the new book coming out by Ian O'Connor in September. He's going to love it because everybody's going to go buy it. I'm going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers. So Rodgers now, who has done nothing for the Jets, who brought in Hackett and freaking Lazard and Randall Cobb, guys who stink. So now he is going to sit there and let this rumor percolate for the next four or five days
percolator.
So he can get juice enough already. You are a quarterback.
Wait,
I don't want him representing me in government. Ronald Reagan was an athlete.
Not an actor, and I'm not a good actor either.
Jesse Ventura was a wrestler.
Oh, Lord, you going to say that, really?
Yeah, that's going to get me in trouble. Because they want to make him out to be Spencer Tracy, but he's not. For the Flanagan. Watch the movie Boys Town. Anyway, make a long story short, the idea, it's not Boys Town. What was that movie? Yeah, I think it was Boys Town. That Spencer Tracy played the priest. He was great. 1936, won the Oscar. Anyway.
1936?
He won back-to-back Oscars. Wow. Spencer. Do you know that?
No.
You know that?
I did.
Spencer Tracy.
I did not.
Anyway, Rodgers. This is ridiculous that he is going to let you. So I'm going.
Quarterback.
You know, I'm going to sit there and say, you know what? Go be the VP. You got no chance of winning, and then you'll disappear. But Rodgers should come out and say, I am the Jets quarterback. And he won't. That's number three.
I'm going to be honest, Mad Dog. They call me and tell me I could be the VP candidate.
RC is gone.
I'm gone. No, I'm not even going. And they tell me I can still play football, too. I'm going to play football, but I'm for sure going to be on the
ballot. He's not going to win.
I disagree. I disagree for the ball. Trump done changed the rules because with him winning the presidency years ago, all citizens. Trump done, I mean, he done pulled it off. And with him, anybody, all things could go. All things. You can't say anything's out of it. That's number one. Number two, I can't imagine what I disagree with RC.
Are you running for president right now with that microphone?
I mean,
why? Oh, I didn't know why you got a stick mic.
I would say this to you. I would say the vice presidency, I would say no. I would say no. For me, it would be the presidency. That is a message. I would approve.
I'm going to say this. You look like old Eddie Kane Jr. with that microphone in your hand and that blue suit on. Nights like this.
Ryan
wish. Is showing a lot of personality.
Yeah. I love it.
Anyway,
those are my three.
Those are excellent.
I don't have
No issues.
Come on, this is ridiculous.
Why are you mad about Rodgers?
Because they love the intention. How about just saying, you know what, I'm a football player?
Yeah,
and
but
I know the Jets 2 years.
But my problem with you is, you're acting like he wasn't an elite football player.
Hold up. How do you know he's not entertaining it? How do you know there's part of him that's like, hey,
he's going to do it.
He will do it.
If they pick him, he's going to do it. He's going to retire from the NFL to be the vice president. He don't want to make $200,000. There's a limit on how much he can make.
Right. That's true.
But you realize, like,
he's
going to
do both
now.
That's right.
All he got to do is, what does the vice president do? All he do is get speeches.
That's it.
I ain't no real power.
He's going to do that.
It's really the administration. I mean, what you got to do?
Be ready Sunday.
2000. That was it. He's going to be better than every other Jets quarterback.
I'll tell you right now, you're hearing it from me. 2028.
Was it the camera?
2028. Ooh. Our presidential nominee, big convention, is Stephen A.
Oh, God. America, would you vote for this man?
I tell you, you know they would. He'd win. This son of a gun would win.
I don't no. know if I'd win, but if I was nominated and the American people said they needed me,
I would go for the American people.
You want me to tell you this? I could care less. I would never run for office, but I will say this. I did mean what I said months ago. I would love to be in a presidential debate. I would love it. I would love it.
Okay.
I would have a blast. I really, really
would. Yeah, I would love it.
Especially if I was against Trump.
All right, well, let's just say goodbye on your music. You can hold your mic
for
music.
Thank you very much.
Still to come on First Take.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. The Steelers looking to revamp one of the league's worst offenses with the signing of Russell Wilson, who threw 26 touchdown passes last season. The Steelers threw 13 as a team collectively. My goodness. Defensively, they added inside linebacker Patrick Queen to a unit that has a strong presence on the edge led by TJ Watt, but needed bolstering up the middle. They also bolstered their secondary with the acquisition of cornerback Dante Jackson from the Panthers in exchange for wide receiver Deontay Johnson, who saw his production fall each of the last two seasons. RC, you won a Super Bowl with this team, and I know how much you care about it. Tell me this. Did the additions of Wilson and Queen make the Steelers a threat in the AFC?
No. Not a Super Bowl contender. Not when you think about the other teams that are just in their division and the quarterbacks that they have. You got to look at guys like Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Not to mention the Kansas City Chiefs still have Patrick Mahomes. The Buffalo Bills still have Josh Allen. But what they've done is they've given Russell Wilson, in my opinion, an opportunity for a resurrection. Russell Wilson is going to go in, and I believe it should be a fair competition with Kenny Pickett. I also believe that Russell Wilson should win it. Russell Wilson showed us last year that he can change his style of play. He can do what he needs to do to get an offense to move the football that doesn't have to be let Russ cook. And what we know now was a hostile environment for him. Think about the professionalism it takes to be what Russell Wilson was for the Denver Broncos. With a guy like Sean Payton saying, if you don't change these things, you'll be benched. Under the sort of threats and scrutiny he was under while playing for Denver, and the way that he was able to play, the way that he was able to adjust his game, the way that he was disrespected publicly. Now think about the Pittsburgh Steelers organization and the way that Mike Tomlin runs his building, the way that Mike Tomlin deals with his players, the way that he addresses them, the way that he respects them. Now you think about Arthur Smith being added as the offense coordinator. That's so much different than what Matt Canada was when they had Kenny Pickett before Mason Rudolph had an opportunity to elevate this offense. And so I believe they'll have an opportunity to contend in the AFC, but to think that Russell Wilson is going to be enough to compete with some of the best football players at the position in the AFC, I don't think he does that for this team.
100%. Ryan and I are on the same page all day. Makes them a little better. And last year they made the playoffs, but the Browns quarterback situation, obviously he got hurt. So, of course, did Watson got hurt, and so did Burrow. So yep. They had a little break there, and so they finished in second place. But I'm with you 100%. Makes them a little better, but that's a very hard conference. Those three teams are good.
Yeah,
Chiefs
really
aren't going anywhere. Buffalo's good. Jets will have Rodgers. They'll be better. Yep. So I think it's asking a lot to think that they could be a threat to win the conference. Could they be a possible periphery postseason team?
Yeah, for sure.
That's possible. But to win the conference is asking too much.
Isn't winning the conference asking too much for any team in the AFC outside of Kansas City?
No.
No.
No, because I believe if you're the Buffalo Bills and you have Josh Allen, you expect to be able to win it. If you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you have a healthy Joe Burrow, you have won it. And if you're Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, you should be disappointed that you didn't win it this year. And so those teams should feel that way.
But you got to have one of those
two. So are you telling me with a Pickens, with a Freiermuth, with a Harrison Warren out of the backfield, with that defense, T.J. Watt, Fitzpatrick and the crew, you trying to tell me, and Queen right there, you trying to tell me that outside of Patrick Mahomes, Steelers can't beat Buffalo. They can't beat Cincinnati. They can't beat Baltimore. The Steelers.
What do you think Russell Wilson is now?
I think Russell Wilson is a significant upgrade from the quarterbacks that the Steelers have had over the last few years. I think that Todd Smith is a significant upgrade from Matt Canada.
Arthur Smith. Yeah.
I think Arthur Smith is a significant upgrade from Matt Canada. And I think that the Steelers defense, along with the personnel that they have on the offensive side of the ball, what if you
are playing as a wide receiver, as a running back, as a tight end, with dudes who can't get you the football at the quarterback position, wouldn't that have something to do with the lack of production?
Yeah,
I think it would. And nobody, I mean nobody, looks at the rest of the Steelers roster and says, damn, they don't have some weapons over there.
They got players.
I got a roll. Yes or no answer. Are we sure Russell Wilson's even the starting quarterback?
No.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod, and have a fabulous day.
This is an impossible sport to play because it requires finesse and ability to skate and all those things. Don't laugh. Curling.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an Olympic sport, which is something. Here it is. That's curling.
Like what?
That it takes. And in fact, you gotta keep the eyes. Look at the big crowd. That is a hard sport. Oh, that is number four.
Curling? You've never curled. How do you know it's hard?
I told you, in all these sports.
It's a hard sport.
It's is difficult. It?
There's not. You don't have solid footing. You have to understand, are we trying to knock there, whatever that is, those things, are we trying to knock them out of the ring? Are we trying to get closer? Are we trying to kill Stephen A? There's a lot of things that go into curling. I agree with Mad Dog. It's a very difficult sport to play. It's a tricky sport. And it's top five hardest.
Well, maybe you can join him, RC, because Team USA curler Danny Casper, who was in that video we showed, replied on Instagram saying, we'd love to invite you out to try this. Do you want to join him?
I want to go.
Where are the headquarters?
Why are you going to ask me where the curling headquarters on national TV?
We're going out there. We're going
out
there.
I think I know. This.
Can I be the dude
that... Do you want to go?
Pushes it though.
Yeah.
I feel like I could push it, yeah. And the Mad Dog gonna be in front.
I could
sweep like that.
Why don't you join us too? Have some fun. Have some laughs. We'll go see a Nugget game.
It's not gonna happen.
Why not?
Oh, and if it's in Colorado, I can't.
I think it is in Colorado.
I've learned about your history in Colorado. It's in Eden, Minnesota.
I just want to be cool because I don't want to disrespect anybody's sport that I have zero knowledge about, because I have no knowledge about this. When I watch that sport, I think about mopping floors. Okay, well, I think about the Karate Kid and how he was telling, you know,
wax on, wax off.
I think about stuff like that. I'm not going to disrespect the sport. By the way, you know what I'd be interested in, but scared to death to do? Bobsledding.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
This is an opportunity for you, though.
Well, you just sit on the bobsled.
I feel like they can slide out of the. That's
You can get hurt. But this would be a good makeup for you after that disaster last summer with the Yankee game.
I'm going back. I'm gonna make it up.
I'm gonna make it up.
It's
skinny Stephen A.
And I ain't gonna wear no damn Christian Louboutins. I love those sneakers.
Cleat, Steve.
Yeah, why did you do that?
I wasn't thinking. I was like, man, please. This is nothing. This is nothing. And I was sitting up there throwing 60 feet, 6 inches in front of the Yankee dugout, and I had no problem. And I went up on that hill and I said, oh my God, that looks so far. What have I done? That's what I
How
did.
How was your vacation?
It's very good.
Good to have you back.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Egan, Minnesota. Why don't we all go as a family? I will go to Egan. I've been to Gunners.
I'll go with you.
Cheating. We'll have some fun.
Cheating us? You treating us? Flying us there?
Yeah, I'll drive.
You flying us there?
Yeah, I'll fly. Right. I'll fly. Well, you can fly us. How about if I go one way and you fly us back?
I can't ice skate. Otherwise, I would try.
You have shoes. Not all the ice skate. You can just push it.
I can't imagine Molly skating. I can't imagine Molly skating ice or roller skating.
We're on our way, baby. I don't know what type of shoes you wear for that, though. Like some old man 44s or something like that. It's definitely not Jordan 1.
I can't see.
Well, that remind me of ice hockey a little bit.
I want to do it.
When I went to the TA at the airport a week ago Sunday, the guy looks at my passport, and the first thing he says, curling?
Can you play tennis?
How about that? No.
Okay.
I want to play pickleball, though.
Why would you do pickleball and not tennis?
You fly him out, I'll fly him back.
Serena?
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.